Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Abi Moria Rav Hillel ben Meir Chamecha Zecharno Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zecharno Lebracha. We're in Shmuel Bet. We're up to Perek Beis. Vayihi Acharei Chen. It was after all of this episode where the Shaul HaMelech was dead and David HaMelech eulogized him and his children properly. So David asked Hashem, he said, should I go into one of the cities? David wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and he knew that Shaul was dead, and that it was probably safe to go back, but he didn't want to do so without Hashem's permission. And so he went to ask the Urim V'Tumim, so suggests the Abar Benel, so suggests the Chidah as well. So he says, although he knew he was supposed to rule, his humility didn't want to go ahead and go and check in right away. And the Alshach says he understood Yaakov's bracha, Gur Aryeh Yehuda, that his kingdom should have a small beginning, Kara Rabatz Karyeh, Kolavi Mi Kimenu, right? He knew that it would be small and then grow into full stature, just like a cub grows into a lion. And so therefore he wanted to first get permission in a small place, namely his Shevet. So he asked the Urim V'Tumim, should I do that? So, Vayomer Hashem Eilav Alei, Hashem said, go ahead. Vayomer David Ana Alei, he said, where should I go? So he was told, Chevrona, go to Chevron, to be with the Avos who are over there. And so what happened? Vayal Shem David, Begamshtei Nashav, Achinoam, Yisraelus, Vavigayel, Eishas, Navana, Karmeli. He went with his two wives, right? And so he took his wives. That's a sign of faith, says the Malbim. Otherwise, he would have left his wives elsewhere. And his wife, Abigail, keeps getting referred to as Eshes Naval. So even though Naval had been dead for some time, right, still notwithstanding, she already had said she was going to be the wife of David HaMelech. And he said, I listen. And so therefore, he still had intention to marry her while she was still Naval's wife. Therefore, she keeps being referred to as Eshes Naval, according to the Alshech. And even though everything was done on the up and up, their memory is put down this way because tzaddikim get judged kechut hasara, like a hair. And Hashem is very strict with tzaddikim. So even though the intentions may have been premature, that issue keeps getting referred to over here. V'anasha v'asherimo hela David ishu beiso. And David, 600 people, came back. V'ayishu bari Chevron. They were in the Chevron area. So the people of Yehuda went and anointed David HaMelech. Why did they anoint David HaMelech? Because that will be the subject of today's Nachyomi, a deeper look, because after all, Shmuel Hanavi had already anointed David, so why are they re-anointing? We'll talk about that in the deeper look. So they said, Anshi Yavish Gilad, Asher Kavru Eshol, he told them about the people of Yavish Gilad that buried Shol. Vayishlach David Malachim al Anshi Yavish Gilad, so David sent a message to the people of Yavish Gilad. Vayomer Aleihem, he said to them, Bruchim Atem Lashem, Asher Asisem HaChesed Azeh Madoneichem Imshol Batikbaru, so you should be blessed. Because unlike David, other kings, David didn't destroy the family of his predecessor. He praised people who did nice things for them. And he said, you did proper, you did good by him. Hashem should do good things for you in reward for the kindness you did with Shaul. And I'll also take my responsibility to take care of you. I'm ready to save you should your acceptance of my rulership endanger you by getting other people to attack you. He says, I want you to be strong and be valiant. Shaul's dead. And I'm now the king of Yehuda. And so I'll protect you in times of stress. And David hinted the people of Yavish Gilad, follow the Yehudim, and people of Shevet Yehuda, and rally under him. So suggests the Malbim, so suggests Mitzudas David. The Avner ben Ner, in the meantime, Sar Tzava Shaul, Avner, who was still the general of Shaul, Lakach es Ishboshes ben Shaul by Avireo Machanaim. He took him over to Machanaim, which was on the border between Menashe and Gad. And even though Avner knew Shmuel had anointed David HaMelech king, he wanted to preserve the house of Shaul as long as possible. Right? And so what happened? So Abner, because of his strength and because of the people's sympathy for Shaul's family, they decided to support Ishbosheth. And one by one, everyone was there until everyone else, except for Shevet Yehuda, decided to go ahead and follow. After that, he got the message out to everybody. Ben Arboim Shana Ishbosheth Ben Shaul B'Mocho. Arboim Shana Ishbosheth was 40 when he took over. Al Yisrael Shtayim Shana Malach. He only ruled for 2 years. Ach Beis Yehuda Hayu Achrei David. The people of Yehuda were following David. So you had 11 Shvatim going in one direction, and the tribe of Yehuda going after David. Vayhi Mispar Yamim Asher Haya David Melech BeChevron Al Beis Yehuda Sheva Shanim Shisha Chadashim. So David was king in Chevron 7 years and 6 months. In other words, the vast majority was without a king for 5.5 years. Because based on this, says the Radak. So the Ralbag and the Abarbanel said that's unlikely because it's unlikely that Ishbosheth was crowned 5.5 years after Shaul's dead, and also that Am Yisrael didn't accept David until 5.5 years after Ishbosheth was killed. So therefore, we have to assume that Ishbosheth ruled over Am Yisrael for the entire 7 years and 6 months that David was in Hebron. And we're trying to understand that the first 2 years, there was a peaceful coexistence, since David kept his promise. And then there were going to be a series of battles. And then that's when things are going to change. So, Vayetze Avner ben Ner v'Avdei Ishbosheth ben Shaul m'Machanayim Givona, Avner and the servants of Ishbosheth went to Machanayim, from Machanayim to Givon. V'yob ben Sri of Avdei David Yotzu v'Yif Gashuma Brechas Givon Yachtav. So David, Yoab and Shriya, who is the general of David's troops, and his servants happened to meet up with them on the pool of Givon. So everyone's sitting on two sides, right? Right? He says, let the boys get up and battle in front of us to figure out whose soldiers are better. We didn't expect anyone to die. It's just a wrestling match. And Avner, gets in trouble because he thought this was a good thing, which raises questions as to whether doing things that are, bloody just for the purpose, boxing and all these other stuff, whether that's a good idea to watch or not. My Rabbi Mordechai Willig, was very opposed to these practices because they teach a bad habit, and we certainly see that from Sefer Shmuel. Vayomer Yoav Yakumu, so Yoav says, okay, let him get up. Vayakumu Vayavru b'mispar. So they got up and they passed in number. Shneim asar leben Yamin, Ulishboshes ben Shol, Shneim asar me'avdei, they took 12 on each side. Vayachziku ish b'rosh re'ehu, so each person took hold of his fellow's head. This is old-fashioned wrestling. Vecharbo b'tzad re'ehu, and the sword was thrust into the fellow's side. Vayiblu yachtov, and then the people died together. So that means that there were 12 on each side that died. Vayikar l'makomo chalkas atzurim asher b'gibbon. And they called it chalkas atzurim. V'atiyah melchama kasha ad ma'od b'yom ahu. So the battle got very, very serious. Avner and the others were beaten pretty hard on that particular day. Although it started as just a little bit of a game, it got a little bit too wild. And there were three sons of Tsruya. Tsruya was a woman, right? She was the sister of David, according to Divrei Hayamim. Yoav, Avishai, Vasoil. Vasoil, Kal Baraglav, Asoil was particularly quick. Kechad Atzviim. Asher Basadi is like a deer. Vayirdof Asol Acharei Avner. And Asol ran after Avner. He felt that by killing Avner, he would get rid of all the opposition to David HaMelech's rulership. So suggests the Ralbag. So he's chasing after Avner. He didn't turn to go to the right or the left, or away from Avner. Even Avner Acharei Vayomer Ataza Asol. Avner turned around and said, is that you, Asol? Right? What are you doing? Vayomer Anochi says, it's me. Vayomer lo Avner, nitei lecha al yimincho al smolecha. He says, listen, I want you to move to the right or the left. Vechoz lecha echad me'anar mekach lecha es chalitzo. Take hold of one of the boys and take his clothing so that you can, you're a rodef. I'm going to be able to kill you. And so therefore, I'm warning you, you better turn away, stop running away from me, because I'm going to have no choice. And if you're afraid to lose face, pretend that you intended to pursue one of the young people and take his clothing, right? So, in other words, his weapons, the Radak says. So Saul says, Saul said, no way. But he also said, Od Abner Laimor. Abner came back and said to him, Elasol, Sur lecha me'achar, stop following me. Lama akcha arza, why should I kill you? Ve'ech es ha'panay al Yoav achicha, if I do that and kill you, how am I going to show my face to Yoav in that moment? Ve'ema'en lasur, so he refused to move away. Right, Abner hit him with the back end of the spear under the fifth rib. And the spear went through his back. Right, he went there and he died. Right, and it was when everyone came to the place where Abner had fallen, and he died. The people just stood still. They were like amazed. And they stood in their tracks, unable to move because they were so broken. Yoav and Avishai said, "That's crazy." Right? The Yoav and Avishai ran after Abner. The sun sets over the hills. And they get to the hills of Amana. And the sons of Binyamin gathered after Abner, and they realized they needed to be soldiers, right? So Abner calls out to Yoav, are you going to be swallowing a sword forever? In other words, where your sword is going to continue to kill, says the Radak, is the war going to go on forever? It will come to an end when everyone accepts Mamelech David, but as far as Asal is concerned, Halo Yadata Kimara Tiyeh Bachrona, you know in the end, did you know it was going to be bitter? You agreed to go into this wrestling match. Didn't you know that sometimes bad things happen as a result, says the Abba Arbanel? By the way, the Chidah says, Abner understands that in the end, it's really going to get bad. Right, I swear you spoke from the beginning of the day. Nala am ish me'achari David. The people have gone away each from me'achari achiv from after his friend. Right, Yoav shofar. Yoav blew the shofar as a signal to desist. Bamdu call umbro year to full odachari Yisrael. But Yosu odli lachim, and the people went back and they stopped fighting. So Abner and his men went through all night, knowing that Yoav and Avishai were going to avenge their brother's death. Abner went to hostile camp, says the Abba Arbanel. He went through the entire Bisron, the east bank of the Jordan River, and they came to Machanaim. The Yoav shav me'achare Abner. Yoav came back after running after Abner. And then he gathered, he saw that there were 19 soldiers missing, plus Asael, who was equal to all 19. So, and in terms of numbers, 360 soldiers of Abner died. So they took Asol and they buried him in his father's grave area in Beis Lechem. And so they walked all night to do it, and the light broke upon them in Hebron, and we'll see what's going to happen when they get to Hebron, and what's going to happen, and how Yoav is going to respond to the entire episode when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.